the editor ran a little note that Mrs. So-and-so said that she had some of those, I don't know what he called it, or what she called it, pets, you know, coming out in the evenings, and I believe she had said they had a family, yeah. Evidently young ones, and she wanted to be advised how to get rid of them. Well, there's no easy way to get rid of them without having a smell around. Skunk, yeah. There is a way that you catch a skunk and they don't stink. But I've never tried it and I don't know how.
That's a bit dangerous to experiment with.
I was told by my neighbor here, we had a fellow up next to our ranch. He did a lot of trapping for the fur, you know, a young fellow. And he trapped for a span of 3 miles along creeks. And skunks in those days, of course, I skinned him many a one when I was a kid, but we usually smelled too. Of course, we got where we didn't smell so much as some of them might have. We used our fingertips and we cut around the musk bag, you know, and holes in it. But this fella, he had a technique. They say if you can hold the tail down, I believe it is, a skunk cannot spew. And he had that technique. But this one particular day, there's a little bush in his way when he tried to make his pass. And that was it. That old skunk got that backhand turn right in his face. And when that hits your eyes, it's potent. I never had it hit my eyes, but I had dogs, you know, where they got the eyes. It must burn something awful because a dog just goes literally nuts. And this fellow's eyes began to swell up. And we often wondered, never asked him later, how he found back home.
And one old fellow I was talking to in Alabama said that he got sprayed by a skunk. And he just, you know, he couldn't get rid of that scent for weeks. He said his wife made him bury all of his clothes. Said she wanted to bury him along with him. He was so bad. Made him sleep in a different part of the house.
Yep. I always say, if they can get a perfume that holds its fragrance as long as that does, why, it'll be a good perfume.
It's going to be in business.
No, I've been told use ketchup on it. I don't know. Hmm. But like I say, we kids, my brother and I, next to me and I, we skinned a lot of skunks, but we had a technique, it wasn't too bad. My uncle, he did a lot of trapping, and nighttime had a pack of dogs. One night they caught 21 of those things and put them in gunny sacks and hung them on the saddle. And next day they skinned skunks all day. During World War I we got from $6 to $8 a piece, which was a lot of money. Of course now they don't even touch them anymore. They don't even try to get a skunk. Opossums the same way. They don't fool with them. Ringtails, coons, fox, coyotes for some unknown reason at a high price. Hmm. Used to when I trapped a coyote you couldn't even sell. 6 bits is all they give you for it. Now they're up to $25, $30. Hmm. The bobcat was up to $50, $60, and even $70.
Hmm. Have you ever heard a person around here call a skunk by any other name?
Pussycat.
Pussycat?
Mm-hmm. Pussycat is quite common around here. Polecat.
Polecat.
Mm.
I'll tell you one that was new to me. I heard it for the first time in Arkansas when this question came up. A fellow mentioned civet cat.
Well, civet cat is a different species now. That's a smaller and more striped. I mean, the stripes run kind of over the body more. And they're only about half as big as a skunk, at least in this country.